Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome, all of you, to this Mass, very specially those that are visiting us. This is your home. We began this celebration always calling on the name of God, that is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. It helps to close our eyes and turn our thoughts to God. Before we listen to His word, before we bring our gifts to the altar, we ask God to forgive us, for so often we hurt Him. When we hurt one another, usually the people that we love, the people that we live with, our neighbors, family members, co-workers, we ask God for mercy. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie.
Grant, Almighty God, through the yearly observances of Holy Lent, that we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ, and by worthy conduct pursue their effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "See, I am now establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, all the birds and the various tame and wild animals that were with you and came out of the ark. I will establish my covenant with you that never again shall all bodily creatures be destroyed by the waters of a flood. There shall not be another flood to devastate the earth." God added, "This is the sign that I am giving for all ages to come, of the covenant between me and you, and every living creature with you. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow appears in the clouds, I will recall the covenant I have made between me and you and all living beings, so that the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all mortal beings." The word of the Lord.
Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your love are from of old. In your kindness, remember me, because of your goodness, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice, and he teaches the humble his way. Your ways, O Lord,
reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, Christ died for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Put to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the spirit. In it, he also went to preach to the spirits in prison who had once been disobedient, while God patiently waited in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few persons, eight in all, were saved through water. This prefigured baptism, which saves you now. It is not a removal of dirt from the body, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of the God, with angels, authorities, and powers subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you. From the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord.
It is a beautiful day today. It was a beautiful day yesterday and tomorrow will be a beautiful day. And the reason it is beautiful, it's because of Jesus. He speaks to us today. He spoke to us yesterday. And he speaks to us tomorrow. But so often we don't hear his word. Hear the word of the Lord. Listen to Jesus. In the gospel today, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert. Well, here in Corpus Christi, we have no desert, so we're going to have to find a desert. I have to find a desert. And I have to speak with Jesus. This is Lent. Lent is a time to draw close to Jesus, where he gives us direction. He gives us instruction. He touches us. He heals us. This is Lent. 40 days. And if you think 40 days is a long time, it's not a long time. January flew by. A week and a half, and February will be gone. And in a blink, Holy Week will be here. But we have these 40 days to prepare ourselves for this beautiful week we call Holy Week, the Paschal Mystery, the Resurrection. 40 days to prepare. You have to find your desert. Jesus found the desert where he spoke to the Father, where he fasted, where he prayed. You have to find your desert. And for me, my desert is here in this parish, in the rectory, serving you. This is my desert. And I've got to work. I got to take out the hammer and work. We got to work.
Lent is a time to go to Jesus. This will be our desert. Here. Maybe for some of you who, for example, are a truck driver, your desert is the truck there. If you're a school teacher, it's in the school. A mother at home. Wherever you spend time, that will be your desert. But you got to draw close to him, the desert. It's Jesus. He's the one that heals us. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Change. That's the first thing we got to do. We got to change. I have to change. I've got to put on Christ. I've got to repent. I was telling, I believe it was yesterday, Mass, that the priest went on retreat about last week, and it was a beautiful, 2 weeks ago, it was a beautiful retreat. And it was all about him. It was about prayer. And I like the retreat because the master of the retreat would put images. And we will see the image. And one of the images that I fell in love with was the image of the Father. And it was the Father hugging the Son. But you could see the face of the Father. And the face of the Father, his eyes had tears of joy because his Son had come back. This is Lent. Getting close to the Father. The Father that embraces us. That's always ready. He's always ready to embrace us when we seek him. When we ask for mercy. I will be your God, he says, and you will be my people. And the Father cries, for the Son was lost and has come back. He was dead and has come alive. That's us. It's the image of us. This is Lent. We go to the Father. We go to the desert. We go to our deserts. And for me, it's going to be here in the city of Corpus Christi. This will be my desert. Gotta go to him. To him that picks me up. To him that forgives me. To him that heals me. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand, it's here. And when I say here, it should be in my heart. This is where Jesus should be, in my heart, that directs me, that tells me to be a peacemaker, that tells me to be a priest of patience, of love, of giving, of forgiving. When we get to our deserts, he leads us. Just like he led Christ. We got to go to the desert. You got to prepare. There's the difficult moments that are coming upon you. You got to go to the desert. And pray. And fill yourself with God. Fill yourself with the kingdom. Jesus. 40 days. Will not be long. They will pass by fast. Embrace it. Maybe the desert could be the Mass, the daily Mass. Going to confession. Just doing something special. just to draw close to him. That's it. Lent is drawing close to our lover, Jesus. Take advantage of this beautiful moment that we call Lent and make it a special Lent this year. Pray. Fast. Give alms. Let us find our desert. Let us be one with him. The kingdom of God is at hand.
And invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Knowing that God has made a covenant with humanity, we turn now to our merciful and forgiving God and offer up our prayers for all those in need.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all church leaders, that they may guide the church with a sense of humility and repentance as we embark on this holy season of Lent, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for ourselves, that we may find the strength and determination to seek reconciliation with those from whom we have been estranged, let us pray to the Lord. For the deceased and wounded of the horrific shooting in Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, for their families and loved ones, that God heal the brokenhearted and comfort the sorrowing, let us pray to the Lord. That those who have died, especially Lucille Sondren and Father Ralph Jones, may they rest in the loving presence of the saints and angels, let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Margarita Garcia, Jose Salinas, Joe Cueva, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, and Eloy Pettis, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
Special prayers for Gloria Alvarado Pettis and for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Ever faithful God, we turn to you in our time of need. Hear our prayers we offer you today, and grant them according to your will, through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Please join in our offertory hymn, number 428, O Lord, Your Mercy Does Extend, number 428.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, praise and glory of his name, for our good and for the good of his holy church.
Give us the right dispositions, O Lord, we pray, to make these offerings, for with them we celebrate the beginning of this venerable and sacred time, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. By abstaining 40 long days from earthly food, he consecrated through his fast the pattern of our Lenten observance. And by overturning all the snares of the ancient serpent, taught us to cast out the leaven of malice. So that celebrating worthily the Paschal mystery, we might pass over at last to the eternal Paschal feast. And so, with company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, plenis uns celi et terra gloria tua. Hosanna in excelsis, benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Lord, by your cross and resurrection, You have set us free. You are the Savior of the world.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. The Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Miserere nobis.
Amen. Make a judgment and condemnation of your love and mercy. Be for me protection in mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Blood of Christ.
Amen.
Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ.
Our communion hymn is number 554, Shepherd of Souls, Refresh and Bless, number 554.
We
If you like to sing, I love to sing. We invite you to come join us for the first choir rehearsals this coming Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday at 7 p.m. will be for the middle and the high school youth. Thursday for the adults. That will be at 7 p.m. in the choir rooms. We have signed up 11 youth and 4 undecided, and 18 adults and 5 undecided. If you decide that you want to sing, you are most welcome to join us. Father Han and myself will be there for the first rehearsals. Lent is a time to reflect on our personal lives, deepen our relationship with God, and for change, conversions. So we invite you to take advantage of our confessional schedule, Monday through Friday at 7:30 in the morning and 11:30 a.m. Saturdays, 3:30
in the afternoon. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.